Gopakai Hanuvanam Nayator Udara Venus Vanai, this is 19. Venus Vanai Kalapadasta Mubritsu Sakya Aspandanam Gatimatam Ulakasta Ruham Nir Yoga Pasha Krita Lakshana Yor Vichitta. My dear friends, as Krishna and Balaram passed through the forest with their cowherd friends, leading their cows, they carry ropes to bind the cows, rear legs, at the time of milking. When Lord Krishna plays on his flute, the sweet music causes the moving living entities to become stunned and the non-moving trees to tremble with ecstasy. These things are certainly very wonderful. Purpose. Krishna and Balaram, who sometimes wear their cowherding robes on their heads and sometimes carry them on their shoulders. And thus they were beautifully decorated with all the equipment of cowherd boys. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the robes of Krishna and Balaram are made of yellow cloth and have clusters of pearls at both ends. Sometimes they wear these robes around their turbans, and the robes thus become wonderful decorations. So this was verse 19. Now we do 20. We do this together. Evam vidā bhagavato yā vṛndāvana cārinā varnayantyo mito gopyā kṛtastanmayatam yayu. Thus narrating to one another the playful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he wandered about in Vrindavana forest, the gopis became fully absorbed in thoughts of him. Purport. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada comments, this is the perfect example of Krishna consciousness, to somehow or other remain always engrossed in thoughts of Krishna. The vivid example is always present in the behavior of the gopis. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya declared that no one can worship the Supreme Lord by any method that is better than the method of the gopis. The gopis were not born in very high Brahmana or Kshatriya families. They were born in the families of Vaishyas and not in big mercantile communities, but in the families of cowherd men. They were not very well educated, although they heard all sorts of knowledge from the Brahmanas, the authorities of Vedic knowledge. The gopis' only purpose was to remain always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Om adhyana timirandasya gyanantana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'll read the previous verse again, later together with number 19. My dear friends, this is 19. My dear friends, as Krishna and Balaram pass through the forest with their cowherd friends, leading their cows, they carry ropes to bind the cows' rear legs at the time of milking. When Lord Krishna plays on his flute, the sweet music causes the moving living entity to become stunned and the non-moving trees to tremble with ecstasy. These things are certainly very wonderful. And then today's verse, well, this is also today, 20. Thus narrating to one another the playful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he wandered about in the Vrindavan forest. The gopis became fully absorbed in the thought of him. So, this chapter, this is the end of the chapter. These are the last two verses. So this chapter, which is entitled The Gopis Glorify the Song of Krishna's Flute, ends today with these two verses. So, Krishna's flute, the subject of this chapter is Krishna's flute. And the effect of Krishna's flute are extraordinary, as we read from verse 19. When Lord Krishna plays on his flute, the sweet music causes the moving living entity to become stunned. They should become stunned. Now, maybe you remember, there are some other passages which explain, maybe you remember where. I remember reading it, but I don't remember exactly where. It's explaining the bird here, Krishna is playing the flute, they become stunned. And they just fall off into lakes. And do you remember this? Anyway. Yeah? Yeah, it was, yeah. So, it's stated in the verse itself. These activities are vichitram. They are wonderful. You just imagine, just try to picture, it's difficult. It's very difficult. Just Krishna plays his flute, you know, all the living entity, the moving living entity, they become stunned in ecstasy. There's such high level of ecstasy just by hearing Krishna's playing his flute. They become stunned. And the non-moving living entity, like the trees, they start to tremble in ecstasy. Just imagine, everybody's stunned and the trees trembling. Such high, this is due to high level of prema bhakti, of ecstatic love of Godhead. This is what love of Godhead does to you. Become stunned as soon as we hear about Krishna's flute, especially in this chapter, Krishna's flute has been glorified. So the living entity becomes stunned in ecstatic love of Godhead, and the moving one, the non-moving one, is just trembling, all the trees trembling. There is, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Madhya Lila, there is Lord Chaitanya instructs Sanatana Goswami. There are a few chapters actually, and thoroughly instructs him on devotional service. There are a few chapters. Jai Shri Shri Adana Baladev Swaramadana Ki Jai Shri Ki Jai Gurmitai Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Nandanishvara Ki Jai. So, this is in Madhya Lila. So, it's there are a few chapters, starting from chapter 20. So chapter 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. These are long chapters also. There are many and long chapters. Maybe it's the longest instruction of Chaitanya gives in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the instruction to Sanatana Goswami. And it goes very systematically, actually. There is a chapter in which there is a description of Sanatana Goswami leaving his, escaping from jail, and then going to join Lord Chaitanya. And then the chapter after that, Lord Chaitanya starts instructing Sanatana Goswami. Long chapter, very comprehensive, the instruction on the science of devotional service. And Lord Chaitanya goes systematically. In one chapter, he discusses Sambandha Gyan. In the next chapter, which is Sambandha Gyan, means the science of relationship. What is for those who don't know? Sambandha Gyan is understanding our relationship with Krishna, basically. Who is Krishna, who we are, what is our relationship with Him. Also, what is our relationship with Krishna's energy, namely the material world, time. So in one chapter, Krishna describes Sambandha Gyan and the glories of Krishna. In the next chapter, he discusses Abhidheya, which is chapter 22. So I think part of 20 and chapter 21 is Sambandha Gyan. Then chapter 22 is the process of devotional service, which is Abhidheya. The Abhidheya is the process of devotional service. Once we have established that we are part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the goal of life is to engage in devotional service, then we need to know how do we do that. And that is described in the Abhidheya part of Lord Chaitanya's instruction, which is chapter 22. And then in chapter 23, there is a description of the goal, the prayojana, which is love of Godhead. What are the different symptoms of love of Godhead, the different stages of love of Godhead. So, and then in chapter 24, Chaitanya, replying to Sanatana Goswami's questions, describes the 61 explanation of the Atmarama verse. So this part is very beautiful. In chapter 21, when there is discussion on Sambandha Gyan, Lord Chaitanya explains Krishna's expansion, all his energy, the avatar, very comprehensive. Towards the end, then, obviously, naturally, Sanatana Goswami goes to describe the hopelessness of Krishna. And he goes, you know, he starts describing the, in detail the ecstatic, beautiful potency of Krishna. This actually is a very dramatic part. This is the later part of chapter 21. It's beautiful and it's very dramatic because what happens here, Lord Chaitanya, as it, you know, he goes discovering the different expansion of Vishnu and incarnation, then he goes into Krishna, because Krishna, he explains, is the source of all incarnation. And then when he gets, he's describing Krishna's beauty and Krishna's quality, after a while, Lord Chaitanya goes into an ecstatic mood. And it's right here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he basically loses external consciousness, as described here in verse 99. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing the openness and spiritual potency of Krishna in this way, there was an awakening of love of Krishna within him. His mind became immersed in the sweetness of conjugal love. And he quoted the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he quotes, there are many verses. So from now on, Lord Chaitanya, from verse 100, I'm not going to read all of them. It would be nice, but then we take some time. He starts in an ecstatic mood, just in an ecstatic ecstasy of love of God, of prema bhakti, in conjugal love. He describes, he describes the glories of Krishna. And at one point he tells Sanatana Goswami, after describing Krishna's face, Krishna's smile, then in verse 137, it says, "My dear Sanatana, the sweetness of Krishna's personality is just like an ocean of ambrosia. Although my mind is now afflicted by convulsive diseases, and I wish to drink that entire ocean. The repressive physician does not allow me to drink even one drop. So he reveals, he tells Sanatana Goswami, I'm in a convulsive disease. Of course, these are due to extremely ecstatic emotional love of Godhead in Madhura Rasa. Some scholars actually foolishly say that Lord Chaitanya was suffering from epilepsy because the external symptoms of the ecstatic love was similar, maybe to epilepsy. What is it called? Fists. And, you know, in one sense, Lord Chaitanya here, he described himself as having like a material disease, the convulsive disease. I'm affected by convulsive disease. You say, I'm diseased. Actually, it's not the case. His experience is full of Godhead and for the highest form. But the point is, this is right here in the instructions of Sanatana Goswami, this ecstatic, high level of the feeling of love that Lord Chaitanya has for Krishna are manifested. Lord Chaitanya didn't even plan to do that, and here he's apologizing for that. And I wish to drink that entire ocean, the repressive physician. So he's sick, he's described as sick, and his physician, which is Krishna, he says, does not allow me to drink even one drop. So then, just after this this revelation and describing the smiling of Krishna, he goes into describing four verses, and this is a culmination. And what I'm trying to get to is try to understand how amazing and how significant is Krishna's flute and the vibration that comes out of Krishna's flute. As we know, Krishna has four qualities, you're right, that nobody else has, and even other form of Vishnu. And these are, who knows what they are? Who knows the four qualities Krishna has that no one else has?
He plays his flute, yes.
He plays, this is one of the extraordinary four extra things that Krishna does. Smiling face, his beauty maybe. Unparalleled beauty, maybe this is included in unparalleled beauty. Yeah, he's surrounded by wonderful devotees. Everybody heard? Please. So, Krishna plays on his flute. He's unparalleled beauty, which part of it is very much his smiling face, his beautiful smiling face, which is being just described by Lord Chaitanya. I didn't read, but he was telling about that while he was in an ecstatic feeling. He's surrounded by loving devotees. And the fourth one?
Extraordinary pastimes.
Yes, he has extraordinary pastimes. Thank you, Guru. He has extraordinary pastimes. So, these are four extraordinary things that Krishna has, and one of them is Krishna plays on his flute. So, and here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of love of God, uncontrolled ecstasy, is dedicated now, four verses I'm going to read, glorifying Krishna's flute. And he says, the sound of Krishna's flute spreads in the four directions. Even though Krishna vibrates his flute within this universe, its sound pierces the universal covering and goes to the spiritual sky. Thus, the vibration enters the ears of all inhabitants. It especially enters Goloka Vrindavan Dham and attracts the minds of the young damsel of Vrajakumbh, bringing them forcibly to where Krishna is present. The vibration of Krishna's flute is very aggressive, and it breaks the vows of all chaste women. Indeed, its vibration takes them forcibly from the laps of their husbands. The vibration, Lord Chaitanya is speaking here. Lord Chaitanya is speaking, of course, can be done, I mean, this could be done into a dramatic reading with music, and could make it very dramatic, but this is, my reading doesn't convey the situation. Lord Chaitanya is completely in ecstasy and speaking this verse in holding Sanatana Goswami's hands and describing the previous verses. The vibration of Krishna's flute is very aggressive, and it breaks the vows of all chaste women. Indeed, its vibration takes them forcibly from the laps of their husbands. The vibration of his flute attracts even the goddesses of fortune in the Vaikuntha planets, to say nothing of the poor damsel of Vrindavan. The vibration of his flute slackened the knots of their underwear, even in front of their husbands. Thus the gopis are forced to abandon their household duties and come before Lord Krishna. In this way, all social etiquette, shame, and fear are vanquished. The vibration of his flute causes all women to dance. The vibration of his flute is just like a bird that creates a nest within the ears of the gopis and always remains prominent there. Not allowing any other sound to enter their ears. Indeed, the gopis cannot hear anything else, nor are they able to concentrate on anything else, not even to give a suitable reply. Such are the effects of the vibration of Krishna's flute. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The vibration of Krishna's flute is always prominent in the ears of the gopis. Naturally, they cannot hear anything else. Constant remembrance of the holy sound of Krishna's flute keeps them enlightened and enlivened, and they do not allow any other sound to enter their ears. Since their attention is fixed on Krishna's flute, they cannot divert their minds to any other subject. In other words, a devotee who has heard the sound of Krishna's flute forgets to talk or hear of any other subject. This vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This vibrated again, this is crucial. This vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a representation of Krishna's flute. And we just heard all the glories, some of the glories of Krishna's flute. And all these glories of Krishna's flute are represented in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. A serious devotee, Prabhupada says, a serious devotee of the Lord who chants and hears this transcendental vibration. This transcendental is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're talking about this vibration. So, a serious devotee of the Lord who chants and hears this transcendental vibration becomes so accustomed to it, he becomes so accustomed to it, that he cannot divert his attention to any subject matter not related to Krishna's blissful characteristics and paraphernalia. So in the next verse, in the next verse after Lord Chaitanya expresses ecstasy, which culminates, the ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya culminates in the description of Krishna's flute. There's a pinnacle of his ecstasy, he describes Krishna's flute. The verses are just read, four verses I think were. And after this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that resuming his external consciousness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, I have not spoken of what I intended. So he wasn't planning to do that, he just went off on an ecstatic tangent. So I have not spoken of what I intended. Lord Krishna is very merciful to you, because by bewildering my mind, he has revealed his personal opulence and sweetness. So Lord Chaitanya is telling Sanatana Goswami, Krishna has been very merciful to you, and despite it was not my plan, he revealed his ecstasy, his personal opulence and sweetness to you, Sanatana Goswami. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami saw even more merciful that through the pages of the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
is revealing that to us. And now we can appreciate in the same way, maybe not in the same way, because also appreciation is related to realization, a state of consciousness, but we can hear the same personal openness and sweetness of Krishna as revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. He, Lord Chaitanya continues, he has caused you to hear all these things from me for your understanding. Prabhupada's purpose. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admitted that he was speaking like a madman, which he should not have done for the understanding of those who are externally situated. Statements about Krishna's body, his characteristics, and his flute would appear like a madman's statement to a mundane person. It was actually a fact that Krishna wanted to reveal himself to Sanatana Goswami due to his specific mercy upon him. Somehow or other, Krishna explained himself and his flute to Sanatana Goswami through the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared as though mad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admitted that he wanted to tell Sanatana Goswami something else, but somehow or other, in transcendental ecstasy, he spoke of a different subject matter. So these are some of the glories of Krishna's flute. And Krishna's flute is, if you remember this, the vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this was on verse 19. Now, the first 20, which is on the board. Prabhupada says in the purport that I read the translation again, is short. This is 20, which concludes this chapter, glorifying Krishna's flute. Thus narrating to one another the playful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he wandered about in the Vrindavan forest, the gopis became fully absorbed in thought of him. Prabhupada Burpur says that this is the perfect example of Krishna consciousness, to somehow or other, remain always engrossed in thought of Krishna. The vivid example is the behavior of the gopis. So the gopis are the perfect example on how to be completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And by narrating to one another the playful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna explains this in the Bhagavad Gita. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantas chamam nityam tushanti cha brahmanti cha. Very similar idea. The gopis are enlightening one another by discussing about Krishna, the verse says. One another. Here the word one another. Mitaha. One another. Mitaha. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna used the word parasparam. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita uses the word parasparam as one another. Here the word mita is used. In the Bhagavad Gita the word parasparam. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantas chamam nityam tushanti cha paramanti cha. Krishna says, this is one of the chatushloki, known as chatushloki Bhagavad Gita. There are chatushloki means four verses, chatur means four. We should get back to very late. So in these four, they are considered the four main verses of the Bhagavad Gita, starting from 10, 8, 9, 10, and 11. These are four main verses of the Bhagavad Gita. This is verse 9. After, in verse 8, Krishna says that he is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate. That he is the source of everything. Everything emanates from him. Pravartate. Iti matva, knowing this, someone realizes this after a long time, or short time. Krishna's, in the Bhagavad Gita says long time, many verses. Iti matva bhajante maam, one worships me, Krishna says, buddha bhava samamita, with all of his heart. And then, next verse, after this, Krishna says, machitta madgata prana, bodayanta parashparam. That such a person, machitta, his chitta, his consciousness, is mat, is in me. His consciousness is fully absorbed in me, Krishna says. Madgata prana, their lives devoted to me, the prana, for Magdata, for me. And Bodhayanta Parashvaram, they Bodha, you get Buddha, this is a variation of the word Buddha, which means the enlightened one. Buddha is the enlightened one, that's why it's called the Buddha, the enlightened one. So Krishna says, uses the same word, Bodhayanta. They enliven one another, Bodhayanta Parashvaram. They enliven one another, conversing about me. Katayantas chamam. Kata, Krishna kata. By having Krishna kata. Katayantas chamam nityam. Having Krishna kata, chamam, my kata. Always, nityam. So those who do this, those who are always, their consciousness is absorbing Krishna. Those who... This is the secret of becoming happy and peaceful. As is verse here in the Bhagavad Gita. Machitta, madgata, prana, the consciousness is absorbed in Krishna, the life is dedicated to Krishna, they enliven one another, the devotees, by having Krishna kata, katayanta sham, and after, because they do this, tushanti cha, ramanti cha, they, tushanti, they are pleased, they are happy, and ramanti, they enjoy life. Ramante yogino anante satyanande chidatman iti rama padena so param brahma abhidhiyate. The word rama means, is explained in this verse, that's yogino, the yogi, always engaged in the thought of rama, which is, means the source of pleasure. So, therefore, Ramanti, they enjoy transcendental bliss. So, in the purpose of this, Prabhupada quotes, he doesn't specifically directly quote, but he does that. He says, for example, he says, Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the soil of the seed and the heart of the living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. Here Prabhupada is drawing from the previous verse. In the beginning of the class we discussed Madhya Lila chapter 21, 22, Instructions to Sanatana Goswami. The chapter before that, just before that, this part of the Madhya Lila is wonderful, it's full of amazing instruction. So you have chapter 20, from chapter 20, Lord Chaitanya instructs Sanatana Goswami. In the previous chapter, chapter 19, in one chapter only, it is a brief but beautiful, ecstatic, and in one sense even better, more accessible instruction. These are the instruction of Lord Chaitanya to Rupa Goswami. So in chapter 20, in chapter 19, you have Lord Chaitanya instruction to Rupa Goswami. And then 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 instruction to Sanatana Goswami. So compare the amount that Lord Chaitanya dedicates to instructing Sanatana Goswami is much, much longer to the one he dedicates to Rupa Goswami. But in Rupa Goswami, it's very beautiful. Lord Chaitanya describes the process of devotional service, how it starts. And Lord Chaitanya, and Prabhupada here, in the purport of 10.9, Machita Magata Prana, he said, he basically paraphrases that when the passage is just read, that the Lord Chaitanya compares the process of devotional service to the sowing of seed This is what Chaitanya instructs for Rupa Goswami. He says, after, Konya Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasad, that is instruction, that's how Lord Chaitanya starts instructing Rupa Goswami. He says, Brahmanda Brahmite, Kona Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Rata Beach. That Brahmanda Brahmite, going in all the universe, Brahmanda is the universe, a Jeev, a living entity, a fortunate living entity, so eventually is fortunate. Sometimes we said that there's no such thing as fortune, it's all, for karma, different that. There's also a fortunate element. We can discuss, maybe in a different, because we're running out of time, what does it mean to be fortunate, what is fortune in Krishna consciousness. But here, Lord says that a fortunate living entity, Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, by the mercy of Guru Krishna, gets the Bhakti Lata that Prabhupada is talking about here. Bhakti Lata, the creeper of devotion. So Prabhupada explains here in the purport of this verse how to get gradually, because we started the class, and part of the first half of the class was describing the goal and the ecstasy, the ecstasy that Lord Chaitanya was manifesting in, when you reach the highest form of devotion, you can, but just by listening as the gopis do Krishna's flute, you go completely in trance, you become stunned, and you manifest symptoms of apparent madness that Lord Chaitanya was manifesting. But how to get there? How to get to that stage of of pure love of Godhead, ecstatic love of Godhead? Lord Prabhupada explains the process from the very beginning. You get the seed, Bhakti Lata, being fortunate, and get the mercy of Guru and Krishna, and then explains, you water the seed, and you engage in sadhana bhakti, you do so many things, you gradually progress to higher and higher stages of devotional service till you get to the highest form of devotional service. Unfortunately, it's 8:30, I have to stop. Something else could have been said, but time is up. I want to leave a few minutes at least for a couple of brief questions. Thank you very much. Any points, any comments? Any questions? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai, Nitaya Gaurav.